It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wendy Williams talked about her days as a functioning addict and now how she works with the Hunter Foundation to battle drug and substance abuse.
No regrets. I am not embarrassed, you know, about anything. I was a functioning addict. I report to work on time. And I'd walk in, and all of my coworkers, including my bosses, would know. But instead of firing me, you see, I would grab my headphones and arrogantly walk in the studio and dare them to fire me because I was making ratings. A functioning addict has several alarm clocks. You're organized.
I want to talk to one of our bosses. Actually, several of our bosses used to work with Wendy Williams. I want to know if that's true.
I know, right? G-Eazy said that he and Demi Lovato are just friends after it was rumored the two were dating. They were seen holding hands in Hollywood last week, but he said the two aren't an item. He said it's just one of those things that comes with the territory. You trade in your anonymity in exchange for some of your success in the public eye. You have to remember the blessings and remember how grateful you are to be here in the first place and understand some of that is just what comes with the territory. I don't understand. You are or aren't dating. Why would you hold hands with her if you're not dating?
For safety reasons, Alex. I try to hold your hand every time we cross the street together. You know that.
Rihanna reportedly has more than 500 songs to choose from for her new dancehall album. It's rumored that the singer has enough music for the dancehall album as well as a pop record. Rihanna confirmed earlier this year that she's back in the studio working on new music. She hinted that her new album would be reggae-influenced and was inspired by Bob Marley. I hate reggae, so this is extremely disappointing.
Oh, why do you hate on reggae? It's such an awesome genre of music.
There's two genres that I can't stand. It's bluegrass and reggae.
What is wrong with you?
Never liked it. So that is disappointing because I'm a huge Rihanna fan. She says that she hopes to have the album out by the end of this year. Her last album was 2016's Anti.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is like really interesting. Okay, so Chance the Rapper just got into the media business.
Yeah.
The 25-year-old rapper who's from Chicago announced that he bought Chicagoist, a local news site that the former owner had shut down back in November. Chance the Rapper said that the news site was an integral local platform and said that when he relaunches it, it will be an independent media outlet focusing on amplifying diverse voices and content. The folks at Vanity Fair say that Chance the Rapper is saving Chicago journalism, or at least a significant part of it. That is very interesting to me. I'm very excited to see what that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande has been criticized for allegedly ripping off a scene in her new music video from a 90s ad campaign. Ariana's God is a Woman dropped last week and was immediately attacked by critics who noticed similarities between the video and an ad by Jean-Paul Gaultier from 1993. According to sources in Ariana's camp, the scene was absolutely inspired by Jean-Paul Gaultier and that team. And so her team reached out and got permission to use the concept. The music video is doing fine, by the way. She got more than 30 million views already racked up.
Wow.
I have a huge issue.
What?
With the video, the song.
I just saw, isn't she on top of the earth? I haven't seen or really heard much of it.
It's just, you know, and here's the thing, from a Christian perspective, and so if you're not somebody that, you know, is a Christian, you're not going to see an issue with it. But as a Christian, I just think the whole song and the video is super blasphemous and I don't like it.
All right, I'm going to have to listen to it because just looking at the photo, I don't care about her sitting on top of earth, but I haven't heard the song.
Well, I mean, she's saying, and I know it's a metaphor, but she's still saying God is a woman, and then it's like her controlling the world, and she's also using sex, talking about, you know, women using sex to control men. And it's not like men haven't been doing that for decades, you know, and singing about that for decades. Obviously they have, and women have too. No matter who does it, it's super gross. I mean, that's not what sex is supposed to be for or about. The whole song, I don't like
it. I'm gonna have to check
it
out.
And I love Ariana Grande's music. So I'm just, I don't know. You put a bad taste in my mouth. So that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.